弟兄姊妹，主日平安。
Brothers and sisters, peace to you.
感谢主赐给我们有这样美好的聚会。
We thank the Lord for this wonderful opportunity.
我们先来读一节的经文，哥罗西书第四章第二节。
Shall we read a passage of scripture first? Colossians chapter 4, verse 2.
我读中文，姊妹可以翻译成英文。
We'll read it first in Chinese and then in English.
哥罗西书四章二节，你们要恒切祷告，在此警醒感恩。
Devote yourselves to prayer, keeping alert in it with an attitude of thanksgiving.
这就是我在主面前寻求的时候，主给我的一个感觉，就是要警醒祷告，要恒切祷告。
As I was meditating before the Lord, He gave me this word to,that I need to devote myself to prayer, that I need to pray consistently.
因为夜已经深了，天马上就亮了，我们需要警醒祷告。
Because the night is truly very dark, and the morning is about to come, we need to be watchful in prayer.
因为主回来的日子实在是非常迫近了，我们需要警醒祷告。
Because the return of the Lord is so very near, we need to have this urgency to pray.
我们实在盼望今年2023年，我们每个弟兄姊妹们都有很好的祷告的生活。
We pray that this year, this new year of 2023, that we would all have a good life of prayer.
并且从主得到一个真实的祷告的负担。
And that we would have a true burden of prayer from the Lord.
那我们每一个人都能在祷告上面能够来服侍我们的主。
So that all of us in this aspect of prayer that we would minister and serve the Lord.
在基督身体里面能够进行共用。
And that we would also function in the body of Christ.
好，让我们众人都能预备好。等候主的回来。
So that we would all be prepared to wait for His return.
当然了，关于这个祷告生活这个题目是很大的一个题目。
Of course, our prayer life is a very large topic.
今天早晨在很短的时间里面的话呢，我是不可能把这个祷告生活的各个方面都讲得很仔细、很具体。
And in this very short amount of time, there's no way that I could completely cover this topic.
但是呢，这个题目也是确实的非常的重要。
However, this topic is very important.
我们需要对这个祷告生活的真理有非常清楚明白的认识。
We need to have a very clear understanding regarding the truth of prayer.
我们还需要在这操练上面能够殷勤，能够真实在操练上面能够有得着。
And in our training and practice, we need to be diligent so that we may gain.
我们需要在祷告上面有信心。
And in our prayers that we need to exercise faith.
我们在祷告上面我们有美好的这个能力出来。
And in our faith that we can, and in this aspect of prayer that we may have strength.
那主的旨意能够借着我们的祷告，真是能够通行在我们中间。
That the reality of the Lord through our prayers that He may be among us.
那今天早上的话呢，我只能就着这一节经文，可能有一点点的交通。
And so regarding my sharing this morning through this verse, I'll just share a little bit.
把主放在我里面的那些感动跟弟兄们来交通。
That I'd like to share the burden that I have in my heart.
好，我们再有点祷告。
Let's pray again.
亲爱的主耶稣，我们感谢赞美你。
Dear Lord Jesus, we thank and praise you.
谢谢你与我们同在。
Thank you for your presence with us.
谢谢你赐给我们这样的恩典和福分来服侍你这位永生神。
Thank you for giving us such grace that we can come and serve the true and living God.
我们知道你是说话的神。
We know that you are a speaking God.
我们知道你是做事的神。
And you are a God of action.
从亘古到如今一直在做事。
From the past all the way to today, you are still working.
你一直在做工。
You are constantly working.
因为你那有那荣耀伟大的旨意要成就在我们中间。
Because you want to accomplish your glorious will among us.
你有那应许的话语要对你的百姓来传讲。
And Lord, through your words, you do want to speak your words through your people.
今天早晨，我们把下面的时间恭敬仰望在你的手中。
And so this morning, we place ourselves reverently into your hands.
你来说话。
Please speak.
你来做事。
You work.
让我们的众人的心都被你捉摸着。
So all of our hearts may be touched.
让我们里面真实得到生命美好的供应。
So that we would all receive the nourishment of your life.
让我们里面得到饱足。
So that we may be satisfied.
让我们里面得到力量。
So that we may be strengthened.
好，让我们在走这条最后一段路的时候，我们真实能够合乎你的心意。
So that at the very end of this road and path that we may attain to your heart and your will.
那你回来的时候，我们众人都可以昂首挺胸站在你的面前。
So that when you return, all your sons may stand before you.
那迎接你的回来。
And that we would welcome your return.
Amen.
And we pray amen.
好，感谢主。那我就回到这些经文上面来。
We thank the Lord. Let's return to this verse.
这里提到说要恒切祷告。
Here it says devote yourselves to prayer.
那恒切这个字的话呢，英文就原文有好几个意思。
And in the original text in English, there's many different words.
但是呢，我们今天没有时间交通它其他方面的意思。
We're not going to talk about all of the meanings.
我们去看那个恒诫。
We're just going to look at this word, one word, devote.
这是非常好的一个翻译。
It's a very good translation.
对，英文里面翻译成就专注于，对吧？这是另外一个意思。
And in English, it means to focus, to devote.
中文的话呢，恒诫的话呢，如果你把它切开来看，恒就是持之以恒。
And so in Chinese, there's one, the first word it says that it needs to be continual.
就是时间拉长了，可是你还能坚持住。
It means that even though the time has been lengthened, you need to continue on.
然后另外一个就是切切的祷告。
And the other word is that with great fervency.
就迫切的祷告。
With great urgency.
有那种紧迫的感觉。
With a sense of urgency.
有那种催促的感觉。
There's a sense of not enough time.
所以恒切祷告就是告诉我们说，我们要持之以恒，我们要迫切的祷告，不断的祷告，直到那个旨意成就。
So this urgent prayer means that you need to continue on with great fervency all the way to the very end.
但是我们知道，如果我们祷告只是从嘴巴里面发出来的声音，是不可能恒切的。
Of course, we do know that even if you just have sounds coming out of your mouth, it doesn't mean it's urgent.
如果我们只是在心思里面出来因为来祷告是也不可能持之以恒的。
If it's only words that are just coming out of your mind, it's also something that cannot continue on long term.
我们很可能是祷告完之后就忘记了。
It is possible that, we could talk about many things.
我们很可能就是今天祷告我们可能今天祷告明天就忘记了。
It is possible that today we pray and then we quickly forget it tomorrow.
你不可能有一个持续不断的为某件事情来祷告。
It is very difficult to have a consistent, a never-ending prayer.
或者说你也许第一次祷告的时候你很迫切。
Or perhaps you may be very fervent as you pray the first time.
但时间久了之后你可能这个迫切的感觉就没有了。
But as time goes on, it's very easy to lose that sense of urgency.
就像关于主再来这件事情。
Particularly like this matter of the return of our Lord.
你也许第一次听见的时候你觉得呀主快来了我要抓紧时间预备好你很迫切的祷告。
Perhaps, when you first hear this news that the Lord is about to return, you would say, yes, I have this urgency, I need to quickly pray.
但是呢如果这个时间日子耽延了。
However, the time is lengthened and delayed.
我们很可能就没有这种迫切的感觉了。
It's very possible that we will lose the sense of urgency.
所以我们知道你要想恒切祷告的话呢这个祷告一定是从灵里面出来的。
And so when we speak about urgency in prayer, it needs to start from the spirit.
这个祷告的话呢一定是灵里面有真实的负担那个负担催促你。
This is a burden that is within your spirit and it strengthens you.
只要那个负担一直在那里面你就会一直祷告。
If it's continually in you, then you can continue in prayer.
只要那个负担一直是那么强烈，那么你就会迫切祷告。
If this burden is very strong, then you will continue in urgent prayer.
所以我是在盼望今年我们能够在主面前好好的寻求，让主赐给我们有真实的祷告的负担。
And so I do pray that this year that we would all seek and pursue after having this true prayer.
那我们在这个祷告的生活上面有美好的操练，学习恒切祷告。
And so in this aspect of prayer that we would have good practice, that we would pray with urgency.
然后下面的话呢，他讲再次警醒感恩。
And then we also need to be alert with an attitude of thanksgiving.
那在此的话就是说在祷告里面。
When we are to keep alert, it means that in our prayers.
警醒感恩是两个态度。
Now there is two separate attitudes of being watchful and being thankful.
或者说是两个方面。
Or you could say it's two different aspects.
警醒是一个方面。
Being alert is one aspect.
那英文里面的话可以翻译成 alert, 也可以翻译成是 watchful, 就是你要在那里观察。
You could translate it to either being alert or being watchful.
因为你在祷告里面的时候呢主可能会有带领。
Because in prayer, the Lord can lead you.
你也许进入祷告的时候的话呢你的负担有但是呢不是那么清楚。
That when you pray, that yes, you may have a burden, the burden may be heavy.
但在这个祷告里面的时候呢圣灵可以会带领你。
However, in prayer, the Spirit can lead you.
那么你如果是一个观察甚至留心的人的话呢你就能够发觉圣灵的带领往这个方向去那你就顺着这个方向去祷告。
If you are careful and sensitive in the spirit, the Lord perhaps in his spirit, he is leading you in this particular direction.
所以在祷告里面警醒是非常重要的。
And so it's very important to be watchful in your prayer.
那如果我用这个警醒这个字的话呢去找圣经就是新约里面的我能看到好几处的这个警醒。
When I looked up this word watchful or being alert in the New Testament, there's many different references.
大概有22处。
There were about 22 other places it was mentioned.
我们今天没有时间去自己仔细去看哦。
We're not going to look at all of them today.
所以我大家给大家总结一下。
And so let me summarize.
就是圣经里面提到警醒祷告或者警醒这个字的时候，它在什么样的一个语境里面？
When the Lord, when he, in the Bible, when it talks about being watchful, what were the circumstances or the context of being watchful and pray?
比如说第一个就是教会的领袖要警醒。
The first one, for example, the leaders of the church, they need to be watchful.
因为教会的领袖是带领群羊的。
Because the leaders of the church, they are the ones who are leading.
如果不警醒的话，羊被人偷了都不知道。
If they are not watchful, then it's very easy for things to be stolen.
所以是好牧人一定是警醒的牧人。
So good shepherds, they need to be watchful shepherds.
他对每一只羊都很清楚。
And so they're constantly overseeing all of the sheep.
哪一只羊生病了，哪一只羊有问状况了，他都清楚。
If there is a sheep that is sick or something has happened, they are all clear about the situation.
哪一只羊突然不见了，他也知道。
They also know what sheep has left and is gone, they know.
该找的就要去找回来。
And they need to go and seek for it.
该医治的叫医治。
And those that need healing need to be healed.
该包扎的叫包扎。
And those need to be cared for will be cared for.
那教会的领袖的话呢，不光只是说一个人哦。
And the leaders of the church is not just one person.
包括小组的小组长。
All the small group leaders.
这个查经组的组长啊，祷告组的组长啊，交通组的组长啊。
The Bible study leaders, the fellowship group leaders, the prayer group leaders.
只要你是小组长，你就要警醒。
If you are a small group leader, you need to be watchful.
因为在你身上有个托付。
Because you have a responsibility.
神把这些羊、这些弟兄姊妹托付给你，你有责任为他们代祷。
The Lord has entrusted all of these brothers and sisters, the sheep, to you. You have the responsibility to watch.
你有责任去关心他们。
You have the responsibility to care.
你有责任去了解他们的需要。
You have the responsibility to meet their needs.
你有责任去扶持他们。
You have the responsibility to serve them.
你有责任去纠正他们。
You have the responsibility to discipline them.
你有责任去挽回他们。
And to also bring them back.
那当然了，这个不光只是教会的领袖，对吧？还有就是你是家长，对吧？
And of course, not just church leaders, but also for those who are parents or head of households.
如果是你是父母亲，
if you are parent,
那么这些孩子们就是神托付给我们的产业。
And the children that the Lord has entrusted to you are your inheritance.
神在我们身上也是有个责任，有个托付的。
It is also an entrustment and a responsibility for you.
将来我们也是要交账的。
And you will need to, give an account.
我们需要来知道他们的情况。
We need to know their condition.
为他们祷告。
Pray for them.
跟他们做朋友。
Be their friend.
关心他们。不光只是生活，还是关心他们的思想、心理的健康。
To care for them, not only for their daily needs, but also for what they are thinking, what is in their heart.
然后我们在圣经里面看的话呢，除了这个领袖要警醒。
And so not only do we see that leaders need to be watchful.
那些有特别责任的人也需要警醒。
All those who have responsibility need to be watchful.
比如说那些看门的人。
Those who are caring for others.
主人回来，你要负责开门，所以你要警醒。
And so doorkeepers, because you are watching, who is coming in and out, you need to watch.
包括那些看守财宝的人要警醒。
And those who care for finances, they need to be watchful.
你不警醒，贼来把这个偷走了。
Because you don't want the money to be stolen.
包括那些就是等候主来的人要警醒。
As well as those who wait for upon the return of the Lord, they need to be watchful.
因为主来，圣经话说，主来像贼一样。
Because we know the Lord says that when he returns, he will come like a thief in the night.
他来偷宝贝的。
He wants to come to take the treasure.
他的宝贝就是教会中的得胜者。
The treasure, it are those overcomers in the church.
圣经说，那日子，那时辰，没有人知道。
The Bible says that that day no one knows.
你需要警醒。
You need to be watchful.
因为那是成为得胜者的第一个条件。
Because that is the very first expectation or requirement of an overcomer.
如果你不警醒的话呢，主来的时候把财宝偷走的时候，你就没份了。
Because when the Lord comes and he takes away the treasure like a thief, then you will not have a portion if you're not watchful.
圣经里面讲警醒的时候的话呢，就是好像都是比较正面的来讲，对吧？
And so when the Bible talks about being watchful, it's all on the positive side.
好像就是我没有看见有一个故事，就说好像说如果是不警醒，如果失败了，后面还有救吗？
I haven't seen any story of if you were not watchful and you failed, is there any salvation? Are you saved in that case?
虽然说 有一节经文就是说如果你不警醒的话呢，很可能主来的时候你就会落在外面，被扔在外面黑暗里面哀哭切齿。
There is one passage however that says that if you are not watchful and that the door is closed, then perhaps you will be left outside the door weeping and gnashing your teeth.
所以不警醒是有直接后果的。
So yes, there is a consequence if you are not watchful.
当我在预备的时候呢，我得到这个警醒祷告的感觉的时候，然后正好我是 在读这个撒母耳记上。
And so as I was preparing for this topic of prayer, urgent prayer, at that time I was reading for Samuel.
然后在这个警醒的光里面来看这个撒母耳记的时候，撒母耳记上三十章。
And so with this topic of being watchful in prayer, I was reading for Samuel chapter 30.
这是个故事大家都很熟悉。
And this is a story in which we're all familiar with it.
我们知道大卫逃避扫罗的追杀。
We know that David was running away from Saul who wanted to kill him.
到最后他没办法了，他就逃到非利士人地区。
And so at the very end, he had escaped to the land of the Philistines.
他逃到加特，一个叫马加特的主，就他们的城主或者就马杰那里。
And he came to this place called Ziklag.
马吉的话，马吉是个人的名字，然后加特城马吉给他一座城叫喜格拉。
And he came to this town.
Chapter 30.
Uh-huh.
喜格拉，喜格拉是
To Ziklag.
Yeah, 喜格拉。然后后来就是非利士人要跟那个扫罗王打仗，跟以色列人打仗。
And so because the Philistines, they wanted to war with Saul.
那大卫的话就带着他的600人，他所有的那些勇士能打仗的都去跟那个非利士人一块去了。
And so then David, he took the 600 men who were with him, they also went to attack the Philistines.
他跟非利士人一起去跟以色列打仗。
And he fought with the Philistines to fight the Israelites.
但是呢，非利士人没有让他参加打仗。
However, the Philistines did not allow him to participate in the battle.
那非利士人就让大卫带他的人回家，回去，回喜格拉，不要他们。
And so the Philistines told David, you go back, do not fight with us.
然后三十章这里的话呢，就是大卫回到喜格拉，看见他的城被掳了，被烧毁了。
And in chapter 30, we see that David, he went back to Ziklag, and he saw that his own town had been burned.
所有的财物，所有的妇女儿童都被掳走了。
And all of the things, all of the women and children, they were all taken captive.
被亚玛利人掳走了。
And they were all taken.
然后当我在读的时候的话呢，我在这个警醒的光里面，我就有一点得着。
And so with this thought of being watchful in prayer, I had a lot that I gained.
我有三点跟大家分享。
There are three aspects that I want to share on.
第一点的话呢，我们这里看见说大卫没有警醒。
And here we see that David, he was watchful.
因为他们在这个环境里面是征战的环境。
He was not watchful because this was a very chaotic battle situation.
大卫经常去掳掠这个亚玛利人的。
Oftentimes David went to raid and to take.
当时虽然这个非利士人是很强大的。
Even though Philistine was a great land,
也许的话，一般情况下面的话呢，那个亚玛利人不敢回来来掳掠这个喜格拉。
Perhaps under normal circumstances, the Amalekites would not come to the land of the Philistines to come and take anything captive.
但是呢，当所有的军队，所有的非利士人的军队，包括这个大卫的这个勇士，都离开他们所住的地方去打仗的时候
，But because David and all his men they had left for the battle, so they had departed from that area.
亚玛利人是在喜格拉的南面。
And so the Amalekites, they were on one side.
然后他们去打仗的话是北面去。
And the battle they had left departed for it.
所以整个后方是空虚的。
And so everything that was behind was an empty space.
我们知道大卫去打仗的时候，那个城里面是没有一个勇士的。
And so we do know that when David departed for the battle, there was no mighty men left behind in the city.
怎么知道呢？
How do we know that?
因为亚玛利人来掳掠喜格拉的时候，没有遇到任何的抵抗。
Because when the Amalekites came, there was no resistance when they came to take anything.
为什么这么说？因为一个人都没死。
Why do we say that? Because not one person died.
所以他们很轻易的就把所有的财物、所有的妇女儿童都掳走了。
Very easily, the enemy took all the women and all the things.
甚至连一个报信给大卫的人都没有。
There wasn't anything left behind for David.
若不是神的恩典，那大卫恰好就是在那边掳掠发生的时候，因为那是三天前发生的事情，对吧？就是说你从仔细看的话，你知道时间上面大概就恰好那个地方发生掳掠，这个地方非利士人，那大卫第二天早晨清晨，你赶快起来回去，对吧？
And so for David, we do know that at that time, he had already left. You see, it was the grace of the Lord that had allowed him to still have everything.
所以完全是神的恩典让大卫还有挽回的机会。
He had the opportunity because of God's grace to recover everything.
但是呢你很清楚看见说大卫这里作为领袖他犯了个错误。
But here, David, as a leader, he made a mistake.
他犯了很严重的错误。
He had made a mistake.
他没有看好他的城池。
He was not watchful over his city.
他的产业。
And his inheritance.
没有看好那些托付给他的。
And so he did not watch over those who wanted to come and steal.
大卫对这个情况他也是很就是 surprised, 他没有预料到的。
And David, in this circumstance, he was surprised.
怎么知道呢？
How do we know that?
第六节这里说大卫甚是焦急。
And here in verse 6, it says David was greatly distressed.
所以他遇到这种情况也是真的是好像怎么办？没遇到这种情况。
And so yes, at this time, he didn't know what to do.
那第六节这里接着说众人为自己的儿女苦恼说要用石头打死他。
Because the people spoke of stoning him, for all the people were embittered because of their own sons and daughters.
所以感觉在大家看来的话这是大卫的责任。
And so in everybody's perspective, this was David's responsibility.
大卫没有留下防守的人。
David didn't leave anybody to guard the city.
哪怕你没留下防守的人你是不是留几个人出去看一眼周围看看有没有敌人的动静啊早点回来报告啊对不对
There was no one to watch and to give a report of what was happening on, what was going on.
就是说所以大家这里觉得说大卫犯了错误。
And so everybody knew that this was David's responsibility, his mistake.
所以我们这里看见说第一点
And so
要警醒不警醒是有很严重的后果的。
And so here we do see that we need to be watchful, otherwise there are consequences.
我们的产业很有可能会被仇敌掳去的。
It is very easy for an inheritance to be stolen by the enemy.
这里亚玛利人的话代表肉体。
And here the Amalekites, they also represent the flesh.
所以在我们的生活中间的话如果我们不警醒的话呢我们的儿女很可能会被肉体掳去。
And so if we are not watchful in prayer, it is very possible for our children to also be taken by the enemy of the flesh.
很可能会被罪掳去。
It's very easy to be taken by sin.
很可能会被世界掳去。
It's possible to be taken by the world.
很可能会被其他的宗教其他的说法掳去。
It's also easy to be taken by other religions or other sayings and thoughts.
所以弟兄姊妹们要警醒。
So brothers and sisters, we need to be watchful.
特别在这黑暗的时代。
Particularly in the times of darkness.
我们需要警醒。
We need to be watchful.
那好我们现在看见说哎这个事情发生这错误发生了怎么办呢
Now that this mistake had happened, then what?
那第二点。
The second point.
我们这里看见说大卫这里说还是第六节后面说大卫却倚靠耶和华他的神心里坚固。
And so here in this verse it says David strengthened himself in the Lord his God.
所以这里说倚靠神。
Here he relied on the Lord.
不管发生什么事情我们都要倚靠神。
It doesn't matter what happens, you trust and rely on the Lord.
因为只有他是信实的。
Because only he is faithful.
只有他是可倚靠的。
Only he is trustworthy.
只有他是大能的。
Only he is the one who's able.
他能叫死人复活。
He can resurrect the dead.
他能叫我们 失去的又掳回来。
He can allow us to gain back that which was lost.
所以他是我们的盼望。
He is our hope.
他是我们的出路。
He is our way out.
那我们看大卫具体怎么做。
And so here, what did David do?
因为你有信心还不够，还要做。
And so even though he was feeling this way, he needed to go do something.
所以大卫这里马上第七节这里说，他叫祷告。
And so here, David prayed.
然后第八节，大卫求问耶和华说。我追赶敌军追得上追不上呢
David inquired of the Lord verse 8 Shall I pursue this band? Shall I overtake them?
所以第一个行动就是祷告
So the very first thing is you need to pray
我们看见大卫的祷告是非常有信心的这里
Here we see David's prayer is full of faith
大卫没有问神说神啊我该怎么办
He didn't say Lord what should I do?
神啊我可以去追吗
He says can I go?
神啊我该怎么追
Should I pursue? Should I do this?
我从哪条路追
Which way should I go when I pursue?
大卫作为一个领袖，他里面非常清楚。
So David, as a leader, he was very watchful.
必须追的。
Yes, he needs to pursue.
必须征战的。
You need to fight.
所以他这里问耶和华说：“我要去追，到底追得上，追不上？”
And so David, in this question, in his prayer, he says, "When I pursue them, will I be able to overtake them?"
这里大卫把自己交在主的手中做，我愿意去做，我摆上我自己，结果你来定。
So when you pray, you say, Lord, I place myself into your hands. Please do use me.
然后耶和华神说，可以追，必追得上，都救得回来。
And the Lord says, pursue, for you shall surely overtake them, and you will surely rescue all.
所以这是第二点。
So this is the second point.
就是我们要起来征战。
We need to stand up in battle.
并且我们要起来一个团体的征战。
We need to rise up as a corporate body to battle.
我们被放在基督的身体里面。
We are in the body of Christ.
并不是说这个家出了问题，是这个家长出了错误。
It doesn't mean just merely because the family has made a mistake.
或者这个家软弱了
and now the family is weak,
或者这个家要悔改
or this household needs to repent.
当然了 这也是必须的、啊、
Yes, those are all necessary.
不光只是这么一点
But it's not just that.
我们作为一个基督的身体的话呢我们看见说这个家出了问题就是我们这个身体出了问题
As the body, as the whole household has a problem,
就是我们如果一个孩子被掳去了
If the children have been taken captive,
就是我们这个身体受了亏损了。
And now that the entire body, the household has suffered loss.
我们整个身体要起来代祷。
The entire body needs to rise up to pray.
我们整个身体要起来征战。
The entire body needs to rise up to battle.
所以这里看大卫带着600人去征战。
And so here David, he took 600 men to go and fight.
然后因为时间的关系的话呢我可能就跳到最后一点。
And so for the sake of time, I'm going to jump to the last point.
然后靠着神的恩典和怜悯。
According to God's grace and mercy,
他们追上敌人。
They overtook the enemy.
把所有的妇女儿童所有的财物都掳回来了。
And they were able to recover all the women and all of the things.
然后最后到这个23节这里就是要分这个财物的时候。
And so in verse 23, when they needed to divide the spoils.
大卫让我们看见这里有个身体的原则。
And David here, he saw the principle of the body.
因为有一些恶人。
Because there were some who were evil.
他们可能没有同样的看见。
And they did not see the body.
他们觉得说我出力了那我就要多得。
They said, because I have done this, so I should be given more.
因为其中有200人他们没有去征战在比逊西的这一边北面。
Because there were 200 who did not go to fight.
所以他们建议说把他们这些200人没有去征战的没有上战场的给他们的妻子儿女就行了。
So for the 200 that did not go, let's just give them their wives and their children and that's good enough.
财物就败给他们了。
But everything else, the spoils, we will not give to them.
这里23节对大卫说弟兄们耶和华所赐给我们的不可不分给他们。
But then in verse 23, David says, You must not do so, my brothers, with what the Lord has given us, who has kept us and delivered us into our hand, the band that came against us.
所以大卫这里有个清楚的看见得胜不是在我们的能力。
And so here David saw very clearly that victory is not in the number of people.
得胜不是在我们的势力。
It is not in our strength and ability.
得胜乃是在乎神的恩典和怜悯。
Victory is dependent on God's grace and mercy.
既然我们在神面前蒙恩了，那么这个恩典就临到整个的身体。
Since we have received mercy and grace from the Lord, it has come upon the entire body.
所以大卫这里说，上阵的得多少，看守器具的也得多少，应当大家平分。
And so here David says, whatever we have received, that is what we will share.
我觉得在新约的光来看的话呢，这就是身体的原则。
In the light of the New Testament, this is the principle of the body.
那这就是我今天要给大家交通一个负担。
And this is the burden that I have for brothers and sisters today.
我实在盼望在今年，在新的一年里面，弟兄姊妹们都从主得到真实的负担。
I do hope, brothers and sisters, that in this new year we would have a true burden from the Lord.
能够为主的再来这件事情来祷告。
That we would pray for the return of the Lord.
让我们每一个人都能够预备好。
That all of us would be well prepared.
当我们见主面的时候，都得奖赏。
That when we meet the face of our Lord, we would all receive our reward.
另外一个负担就是让我们这个基督身体的实际能够彰显出来。
And also that the reality of the body of Christ would be expressed.
在生活中有彼此的真实的连接。
That we would be truly connected with one another in our daily lives.
在生活中有彼此的真实的相顾相爱的生活。
And in our daily lives, we would have a true life of loving one another.
并且能够有这样的爱心能够挽回那些失败的软弱的被仇敌掳去的把他救回来
that we would have love and compassion and be able to find and restore back those that the enemy has taken
我们不能只满于说我的光景很好
I cannot just say that oh my own personal condition is good
我家的光景很好
and that the condition of my family is good
我子女的光景很好
and that my children and grandchildren their and family relatives that they are good
你要把其他孩子的子女也当作你自己的子女来带到
But you want to also pray for the children of other families as your own.
这就是一个神的家的感觉。
This is a sense of God's family.
但其实还不够。
And actually that's not enough.
如果你能把别人的软弱、别人需要当作自己的感觉来祷告的时候。
If you can place the weakness and needs of other people as your own and pray for that.
那就真正的这个身体的感觉就出来了。
Then truly you would have the sense of the body.
好我的分享停在这里。
This is my sharing.
Thank the Lord for our brother's sharing.
我们为着我们弟兄的分享，我们感谢主。
and for the burden that was upon his heart.
也为着主放下心中的负担感谢主。
You know, brother has reminded us of the need for us to be alert and watchful in prayer.
因为我们弟兄实在提醒我们应该要来警醒祷告。
And to have a heart like David's heart.
我们应该有像大卫那样的心。
And this morning, I have a burden to talk about the topic of discernment.
今天早上我的负担是让我们能够分辨。
And this is also something that we truly need from the Lord.
这一点也是我们真实很需要从主那里得着的。
In this new year, may the Lord give us that discernment that we need to know what is from Him and what is not.
实在今年愿主赐给我们这个分辨的灵，让我们知道什么是是，什么是非。
You know, where there is no discernment, there is a state of confusion.
因为我们若不懂得怎么分辨，我们就会落在困惑里面。
And this morning, I want to take us back to a passage, a few passages from the Old Testament.
今天早晨我想要读几段旧约里面的经文。
And it is from 2 Kings chapter 17.
这是从列王记下第十七章。
And in the interest of time, we may not necessarily read through all the verses, but I encourage you to go back and look through the chapter.
因着时间关系，也许我们无法把整章都念过，但是我鼓励弟兄姐妹回去可以再把列王记下十七章来读一遍。
And we shall read 2 Kings chapter 17, verse 40 and 41. I will read once in English and then my brother will read in Mandarin.
文言文念，我弟兄用中文念。
But the people would not listen and continued to follow their old ways. So while these new residents worshipped the Lord, they also worshipped their idols. And to this day, their descendants do the same.
他们却不听从，仍照先前的风俗去行。如此，这些民又惧怕耶和华，又侍奉他们的偶像。他们子子孙孙也都照样行，效法他们的祖宗，直到今日。
And then we go to verse 32 and verse 33.
我们再读32节、33节。
It says, These new residents worshipped the Lord, but they appointed from among themselves priests to offer sacrifices at the pagan shrines.And though they worshipped the Lord, they continued to follow the religious customs of the nations from which they came.
他们惧怕耶和华，也从他们中间立秋坛的祭司，为他们在有秋坛的殿中献祭。他们又惧怕耶和华，又侍奉自己的神，从何邦迁移，就随何邦的风俗。
We see that this chapter refers to a time where the northern kingdom, Israel,was basically driven out and, you know, captured and taken to Assyria.
因为我们知道这一章主要谈到北国以色列那时候被完全赶出，被掳到亚述国那里。
And while they were in Assyria, the king of the Assyrians actually took people from that region and relocated them in these towns in Samaria which were left vacant.
那事实上我们看到亚述王把他那里的人迁来到撒玛利亚那里居住。
And as soon as these people were relocated into these towns, and they started to follow their customs and their ways, we see that the Lord sent lions among them and started, you know, some of them were obviously killed.
那我们知道说那些人呢被迁到以色列北国以色列住的地方的时候，他们就随着自己的风俗侍奉自己的神。那我们也看见神就差派一些灾祸临到他们身上。
And so when the news reached the king of Assyria, he sent one of the priests, one of the Israelite priests, back into that region to show these people, you know, the ways of the Lord.
所以那时候亚述王听到这个事情的时候，他就把一个以色列人的祭司拆回到以色列地区，教导他们怎么侍奉神。
But then these people, they did, you know, see some aspects of it, and we see that they worshipped the Lord, but then they also continued to worship the idols and the pagan shrines.
那我们知道在被迁到那里的人，他们虽然现在认识要侍奉耶和华，但是他们仍然也照着自己的风俗，也侍奉自己的神。
And actually, this was this condition is something that the Lord really drew my attention to.
因为我发现这个光景，这个情况， 主实在叫我非常注意到这个情况。
It's not something that just happened in this region.
It's not.
It did not just happen in this region.
那不是只是单单发生在那个地区而已。
In fact, if you go back to the earlier passages in chapter 17, earlier verses in chapter 17, we see that the nation of Israel themselves had been driven out because they worshipped other gods.
因为我们知道以色列民之所以被赶离到赶出他们的地，是因为他们在那个地区也侍奉别神。
In verse 7 and verse 8, it says that they had imitated the practices of the pagan nations the Lord had driven out from the land before them, as well as the practices of the kings of Israel that they had introduced.
因为第七节、第八节那里的确有提到，以色列人是随从耶和华在他们面前所赶出外邦人的风俗和以色列诸王所立的条规。
So brothers and sisters, we see that there was a spiritual decline in Israel happening already.
所以我们在这里看见，在以色列人的百姓的属灵的光景，那时候已经下降了。
You know, time and time again, the Lord reminds me of the sad condition where, you know, the Israelites were delivered out of Egypt, they crossed the Red Sea, and while they were in the wilderness again, God had to deal with their heart until they entered the Promised Land, and, you know, again, now we see a decline.
那我实在看见说，那时候神将以色列人从埃及带出来，经过红海，进入那应许之地之后，在旷野里面，在进入旷应许之地之前，在旷野里面，神就已经教训他们。但是到了后来，我们看见以色列人光景还是下坠了。
And we see such a glorious time during the time of King Solomon and also during David where, you know, the temple was built and was dedicated to the Lord. And in fact, during the dedication of the temple, we see King Solomon prayed a certain prayer.
我们后来看见在大卫王所罗门的光，那时候的以色列光景算是好的，因为那时候他们也为神建了圣殿，然后我们也看见所罗门那时候有这样的祷告。
And that prayer is recorded in 2 Chronicles chapter 6 verses
36-40.
And again, we won't necessarily go there, but the prayer is for the situation that if the people forsake the Lord and serve other gods.
我们没有时间再去念那些经文，但我们知道那个所罗门王祷告是说，如果我们偏离神的话。
And if they are driven away from the land that God has promised.
如果我们被赶出你所应许我们之地的时候,
and at that time when they realize and when they turn back to the Lord that He will forgive and restore.
如果那个时候我们想起神来，我们愿意转回到神那里，神求你赦免我们的罪。
So sadly we see this did get played out about 200 and some years after Solomon.
我们知道在所罗门王这样祷告之后，在两百多年之后，这件事情的确发生了，很不幸的。We
see that the northern kingdom of Israel, you know, got taken captive into Assyria.
我们知道那时候北国以色列国就被掳到亚述那里。And
then later on we see also the southern kingdom Judah, you know, got taken captive to Babylon.
那我们知道在后来呢，南国犹大也被掳到
And so once again, you know, I want to go back to that verse where we see this condition of confusion where they worshiped the Lord and continued to follow the religious customs of the nations from which they came.
所以我想要再回到我们读过的经节，那里是讲到说以色列人在那里有一个困惑的光景，因为他们不仅侍奉耶和华，而且他们照着那里外邦神的风俗。
The Lord was reminding me that this condition also may exist in our lives and in the church today.
因为主实在提醒我，这样的光景可能今天也在我们身上，在我们教会的生活身上。
You know, our brother had reminded us last Sunday when he was sharing from the book of Revelation about the condition of the churches.
因为在上周我们弟兄有和我们交通启示录里面教会的光景。
And we know that some of the churches were in a state of incompleteness.
因为我们知道有些那里讲到的有些聚会呢，实在是在不完全的光景底下。
Where there was a mixing of the world and of those things that are of God.
因为他们那里把世上的事和神的道混合起来。
And so the Lord once again just confirmed to me about the same burden that I had about this condition, which is a very pitiful condition.
所以主再次提醒我, 这样一个光景, 实在是一个很严重的一个光景。
And, you know, brothers and sisters, we truly need to have the spirit of discernment.
所以弟兄姐妹们, 我们真的是应该有一个分辨的灵。
If not, then we too will be in this state of decline.
若是没有分辨灵, 我们可能就会在下坠的光景底下。
And it sometimes may not come all of a sudden, but it comes in, you know, starts with little things.
也许这样的事情不是一晚就会发生, 但是从这些小事情里面慢慢发生。
You know, among the Israelites, we see that, you know, they didn't see God for who He really was.
因为我们看见他们的问题就是他们没有看见神的所事。
Which is why they turned their attention to the gods of the nations around them.
那是为什么他们转去归去那些外邦人的神。
In the same way, you know, I was convicted that many times I also don't see God for who He really is.
那同样的我也常常被提醒,很多时候我没有就着神的所事来认识他。
You know, we may say in our prayers and in our hymns that our God is mighty and He is above all gods.
也许在我们的谈论中,在我们唱诗里面,我们说,哦,神是有大能的神。
But in my heart, am I really enthroning Him?
但是我们在我们心里面是不是有以他作为我们的宝,坐在我们心里的宝座上吗?
Am I keeping my gaze steadfastly upon the Lord?
我是不是在我每天的生活里面都是来专注于主身上?
You know, I was convicted that many times I have a tendency to compartmentalize things.
很多时候好像我有一种很倾向于注意这些琐琐碎碎的事情。
You know, on the weekends, we praise the Lord that we have this opportunity from Friday night and sometimes on Saturdays and on Sundays to be with the Lord in His presence.
我们实在感谢主在周末的时候,我们周五晚上,有时候是星期六,还有主日,我们可以聚在主的面前。
But oftentimes during the week, you know, I tend to focus on my work and sometimes in that, my eyes are taken away from the Lord.
但是在周间的时候,很多时候好像我只专注于工作上,因为这样的事情, 我的眼目被转,从神那边转移出去了。And
so there is this danger of vacillating back and forth.
所以这样是一个上上下的情况,事实上是有危险的。In
fact, when we go back and look at the passages in 2 Kings chapter 17, we know that, you know, there were a series of kings, and when you look through the Bible and you read some of the commentaries, it mentions that around 20% of the kings were those who really feared the Lord.
那我们刚才说,在实际上这里讲到那个以色列北国最后被掳之前,实际上在这个经文里面,我们也看到很多的君王,他们的情况都是这样下坠的。The
remaining 80%, you know, did that which was not right. The remaining 80% of the kings did whatever they wanted or what was not right.
那事实上我们如果去稍微统计一下,只有20%的君王是行耶和华眼中看为正的事。 其余80%都是照着自己的心意,自己的情欲去做。So
it wasn't just the condition of the nations around them, but their own kings were also in a state of confusion.
所以我们看见不仅仅是以色列百姓,他们的光景不好,那些做君王的,他们自己的光景也是在下坠中。So
the reminder is that we may truly look to the Lord.
所以这是提醒,实在是一个很好的提醒,就是我们应当都来专注于主身上。
That we may focus upon the Lord, upon the Creator, and not on the creation or the things that we have created with our hands.
所以我们应当来专注这位造物主, 而不是专注于那些受造之物。
You know, in verse 14 from chapter 17, I'll just read it real quick. It says, But the Israelites would not listen. They were as stubborn as their ancestors and refused to believe in the Lord their God. They rejected His laws, this is verse 15, and the covenant He had made with their ancestors, and they despised all His warning. They worshipped worthless idols and became worthless themselves. They followed the examples of the nations around them, disobeying the Lord's command not to imitate them.
这列王记下实际上14-15节,他们却不听从,竟应着景象,效法他们列祖,不信服耶和华他们的神。 厌弃他的律例和他与他们列祖所立的约，并劝诫他们的话，随从虚无的神。 自己成为虚妄，效法周围的外邦人，就是耶和华嘱咐他们不可效法的。
And these same worthless idols are also mentioned later on in verse 41, where we see those from the other nations did the same thing. They started worshipping the carved images.
因为在这章的最后一节40节，那里也强调了那些外邦人也是这样子行，侍奉耶和华又侍奉他们自己的神。
The reminder is that when we worship worthless idols, we ourselves become worthless.
因为我们要注意一点，就是如果我们一旦侍奉这些外邦的偶像，我们个人就变成没有价值了。
So brothers and sisters, what are these carved images in our lives today?
所以弟兄姐妹，在我们身上的形象产生的形象是什么呢？
While maybe we don't bow down to physical idols, but there are many things that take the place of God in our lives.
也许我们并没有真正的好像去肉身上来敬拜这些偶像，但是好像很多事情成为我们的偶像。
It may be our careers, our ambitions, our education.
可能是我们的事业，可能是我们的工作，我们的教育。
Our family.
或是我们的家庭。
Or even maybe it is our service.
甚至说，因为我们的侍奉。也可能是
if we are serving in a manner that is originating from our own self.
因为好像我们有侍奉的时候是随着自己的意思来侍奉。
So we truly need the Lord.
所以我们真实的需要我们的主。
And you know, I want to draw our attention, you know, to a couple of passages for us to read from the New Testament.
我想要说，让我们一起来念一下新约里面的经节。
And that is from 2 Corinthians chapter. 5 verse 17 and 18. It says, Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. All this is from God, who through Christ reconciled to himself and gave us the ministry of reconciliation.
哥林多后书五章十七节，若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。
And then from the book of Ephesians chapter 4 verse 13.
然后从以弗所书四章十三节。
Until we all attain to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to mature manhood, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
只等到我们众人在真道上同归于一，认识神的儿子，得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。
So brothers and sisters, you know, we praise the Lord for reminding us once again of who we are in Christ.
弟兄姐妹，我们是在感谢主，他提醒我们，我们在基督里成了何等样的人。
So the first step is when for us to realize that we are indeed His people, that we belong to Him.
所以第一步就是我们要认识到我们是他的子民，我们是属他的。
That we are in Christ.
我们是在基督里。
So therefore we are a new creation.
所以我们都是新造的人。
You know, sometimes we may feel like we are not, especially when we sometimes fall back into our own old ways.
当然我们很多时候我们当退回到我们原老我的时候，我们觉得好像我们不在基督里。
But we praise the Lord that God has kept up His end of the bargain, that we do belong to Him, no matter what.
但是我们感谢神，因为他已经这样应许我们，不论事情如何，我们都是属他的。
We praise the Lord that His salvation is a complete salvation.
我们感谢主，因为他的救恩是完全的救恩。
So may we respond by actually allowing this to be real in our lives.
所以我们愿意能够这样来回应主，就是我们认识到这是一个真理。
May we be able to exercise our new life by allowing the life of Christ to be lived out within us.
我们可以操练这个新的生命，好叫这个新的生命让我们看见我们可以来爱主。
You know, we sang the hymn earlier, Live Out Thy Life Within Me.
因为我们刚才唱的诗歌是从我自己活出，从我身上活出你的自己。
You know, it's a very precious hymn.
那是一首非常宝贵的诗歌。
Because the hymn writer, you know, sees God as the answer to all of their questionings.
因为我们看见那个诗歌的作者，他实在看见神，他自己可以作为所有问题的答案。
Do we see the Lord as the answer to all our questionings today?
我们今天是否真的看见主是我们所有问题的答案？
Or do we look away from the Lord to other things?
还是我们不看主，而是看专注其他的事情呢？
May the Lord have mercy on us.
是在愿主怜悯我们。
In this year, in this new year, may we truly look off unto the Lord and to Him alone.
在这新的一年里面，我们真的是能够完全仰望主，单单的仰望主。
We know that the Lord is, you know, after this, it says to mature manhood to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
因为我们在这以弗所书这里看见，主要的是一个长大的成人，能够满有基督长成的身量。
This is what God is after in you and me today.
这是主今天在你和在我身上要所得着的。
So when we see ourselves as only being that much,
所以我们看自己好像只有那么一点点。
God actually sees and He has a measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, and He desires for us to be that complete state.
但神看我们，他是有一个尺来量我们，他是希望我们能满有基督长成的身量。
And so maybe once again have this discernment from the Lord.
所以再一次，我们真是愿意在主里面有这样一个鉴察力。
And I'll just share very briefly two examples from the scripture.
我想再很简单的介绍从经文里面看到的两个例子。
Which I hope the Lord will use to encourage our hearts to return to the Lord.
我实在盼望主能够借着这两个例子来引领我们能够回到主面前。
The first was with regards to King Josiah.
第一个例子是关于约西亚王。
And we see, you know, when Josiah became king, it was in a condition which was pretty bad at that time as well.
因为我们知道，当约西亚王登基的时候，以色列人、犹大人的光景非常的坏。
And we know our brother Ben has actually shared on some aspects of King Josiah, which we will not necessarily go into today.
因为我们知道我们孙家荣弟兄他以前有交通约西亚王的事情，我们今天不再重述。
But two things that stood out when I was reading about King Josiah was, one was that, you know, when he turned to God and he had genuine repentance before the Lord.
那有两件事情特别引起我的注意，我们看到，我看见约西亚王，当他回到神面前，他有一个悔改的心。
And it was not a conditional repentance, it was an unconditional repentance.
因为他的悔改的心是完全没有条件的。
You know, and the second thing is we see that he sought out to go ahead and undo the things that were done by his ancestors before him.
因为他也身体力行的出去把那些 他前面那些君王所做的恶事的，就把它消除去。
He went all the way to the extent of removing the pagan shrines that King Solomon had built.
他甚至一直除去那些偶像，直到甚至到所罗门王那时候所造的一些偶像。
So brothers and sisters, may we truly return to the Lord.
弟兄姐妹们，愿我们真实的回到主面前。
And retrace our steps.
,让我们能够回去。 才查验我们那些的走过的脚步。
And allow His precious blood to deal with every bit of leaven in our lives.
好叫主耶稣基督的宝血能够处理我们的在所经历所做过的一些任何事情。
Next we see the example of King David when they were bringing the ark back.
那下个例子的是我们来看大卫王，当他那时候把约柜带回到耶路撒冷的时候。
And this is recorded in 1 Chronicles chapter 15 and 16.
这是在历代之上记载在第15章和16章那里的。
And we know the story that when the ark was put on a new cart and when it was being brought back, when the oxen stumbled, Uzzah put out his hand to steady the cart and he was killed in the presence of the Lord.
我们还记得那个故事，就是那时候一开始是把这个约柜放在新车上，然后把它载回来，然后因为牛失前蹄，结果乌撒用手去扶了这个约柜，结果他就被当场被耶和华所击杀。And
we see David's heart. David was upset at the Lord, but you know, we know that he didn't dwell in that. He actually went back to God and inquired what actually went wrong.
所以我们发现说大卫那时候的有一个很好的光景，因为他并没有因此而害怕。 他乃是回到主面前求问主应该怎样把约柜搬回来。
And he realized that the ark was brought in the wrong way.
然后他就明白说，原来他们上次用那个方法把约柜运回来是错误的。
No one except the Levites were supposed to carry the ark.
因为除了利未人之外，没有其他人可以扛抬约柜。
And in 1 Chronicles chapter 15 verse 13 it says, because you did not carry it the first time, the Lord our God broke out against us because we did not seek Him according to the rule.
历代志上15章13节那里有讲，因你们先前没有抬这约柜， 按定力求问耶和华我们的神，所以他刑罚我们。
In other versions, it says we fail to ask God how to move it in the proper way.
换句话说，可以这么说，就是我们没有求问耶和华怎样把才是把约柜搬回来的正确的方式。
So I want to draw our attention to the phrase the proper way.
所以我想要弟兄姐妹注意到这些经文里面讲一句话，就是要正确的方式。
So brothers and sisters, we truly need the discernment from the Lord to allow us to know how to walk in the proper way and how to serve in the proper way.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们实在应该有这样一个分辨的灵，好叫我们能够在主面前行事为人和侍奉他的时候是按照正确的方式。
And this proper way is not a way that is necessary done out of a legalistic mindset, but rather out of reverence and fear for God.
所谓正确的位，不见得说正确的方式，不见得说就是照着这个律法上面的方式，而是说要从心里一个敬畏神的方式所产生的。
So in this new year, maybe once again allow the Lord to open our eyes to give us that discernment that we truly need.
所以愿意在这新的一年里面，我们真是求主给我们这样一个明辨的灵，好叫我们能够在他面前有正确的方式来侍奉他。
And in closing, we shall read one more passage, and then we will close with prayer.
我们在结束之前，我们再念一段经文，我们之后就有一点祷告。
And this is from Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 and 2.
这是希伯来书十二章第一和第二节。
Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us.Looking unto Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God.
我们既有这许多的见证人如同云彩围绕我们，就当放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪，存心忍耐，奔那摆在我们前头的路程。仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣，他因那摆在前面的喜乐，就轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难，便坐在神宝座的右边。
May we truly look off unto the Lord.
是为我们真实来仰望我们的主。
Shall we pray?
我们一起祷告。
Lord Jesus, we thank you and praise you once again, Father, for reminding us of how much we need you.
主啊，我们实在感谢赞美你，因为你提醒我们，我们是何等的需要你。
Lord, we confess that many times we have been in this condition of having two minds.
主啊，我们向你祷告承认，就是我们常常是心怀二意。
Lord, we ask that you forgive us.
主啊，我们求你赦免我们的过犯。
Lord, allow us to return back to you.
好叫我们能够回转归向你。
Lord, we ask that you will do a new work in each one of us.
主啊，我们愿你在我们每一个人身上做那新的工作。
Lord, and in your church.
也在你的教会身上做。
Lord, teach us to truly surrender our all to you.
主啊，实在是教导我们，把我们自己完全摆在你面前。
Lord, in this year, may you truly gain that which you desire in each and every one of us.
主啊，愿你在这一年，在我们每一个人身上得着你要得着的。
Lord, both individually and corporately in your church, Lord, may your heart be satisfied.
主啊，不论是个人或是团体上，愿你在你的教会上得着你的满足。
Lord, please give us the sense of alertness and urgency.
主啊，实在把这个警醒的灵和催促的灵赐给我们。
To wait upon you.
让我们能够等候你。
To inquire of you.
能够在你面前求问。
To allow you to truly lead us by your Holy Spirit.
主啊，愿你借着圣灵真实的来带领我们。
Lord, may you come quickly.
主啊，愿你快来。
We thank you, we praise you.
我们感谢你，赞美你。
In Jesus' name I pray.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.